All aboard, next stop, adventure. This is Excelsior. She would have never gotten a job in radio if this was 1947. If this was 1947, she would have been a terrible secretary. It's Brittany.
Can I? Okay.
And go.
Oh.
Hi, I'm here with Haley Stamp.
Hello.
And we're drinking some hot tea.
English breakfast.
Yeah, we just ate some momos.
First time for me.
But I really liked the tuna.
Mm-hmm. What was that called? Was that like a...
Tuna dumpling.
Oh.
It was like, there's a lot of stuff happening in there. There was like some... tuna and some dumpling.
But the tuna the dumpling.
Yeah, no, the tuna was the dumpling. Okay, I apologize. So anything that we touch on the table is going to be...
Oolong tea?
I like very short tea.
Because I was going to say there's really good tea puns that go along with oolong.
I guess I was on your same page.
Yeah, no,
right? That's really funny.
It's been way too oolong since we've had tea together.
It's way too oolong. I love that. Oh my goodness. I'm going to use that one.
We should just do an episode where we do everything in puns. Everything is puns. We'd have to probably rehearse that though.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit, but maybe.
It next sounds really fun though. Puns just make you cringe though, don't they? Like,
kinda.
They're so great. I love them.
I'm teaching my classes, I'm like so punny the whole time. I cannot help it. The other day I was like, we were doing hands and like drawing hands, and I was doing this demo and I was like, ooh, it's looking pretty handy.
Oh.
But you know what? I almost said something and I caught myself right before it came out of my mouth.
Because
you know how sometimes people, especially with ADHD, just like say whatever comes to their brain without thinking? At least I do that.
Yeah.
I was like I was like talking about, oh, once you get this down, you know, start refining and getting the details and everything. And I said, well, on this side, I just kind of want to erase a little bit here. And I almost said, give it a little hand job.
Oh, my God.
Because earlier I was saying, like, yeah, oh, give me a nose job. Like, just take a little bit off of here, you know, like making a joke, which is like makes sense and it's funny. But like, can't say hand job in class.
You can't?
Well, I mean, you could.
I know.
But it might be awkward.
Somebody is...
What is that?
...totally destroying your studio next door.
Is that what that's picking up? Because I was like, man, I can hear like, boom.
Now what are we listening to?
Is this the inside of my body? You have it mic'd so well.
What did I say that made you laugh? What was it?
You were like, I hear your voice inside my voice. You're transcending your energy through me.
I said, I think I can hear my voice through your...
Oh.
Through you.
Oh, through me. Like through you.
Through your mic.
Not through my soul.
You're still thinking about it. I love it. I'm starting to regret not inviting you to my home studio.
Oh.
Because this is fun.
Fun, but the sound is
loud. But that's okay. We'll work through it.
This just proves how legit your equipment is. I mean, if anything, right? Let's drop a sales pitch for X-Pix or whatever this is called.
How bad does this recording sound?
It's because it's so good. That's
Samsung
why.
Samsung mic. It wasn't me. It was the mic. I love how you said I should shout him out, but I'm shouting him out in the opposite way.
Yeah, it's okay. They'll be fine. I'm sure they have plenty of sponsors. Wait, they don't need sponsors. Do they sponsor you?
I was working at the restaurant last night, and this, you know, there's personalities of people, and one woman had a personality that was like, you know, just everything is like. And some woman decided to laugh at the table next to her. You know, probably something funny.
Oh, dear her.
And she jumped, and it was not even loud. It was like, oh, that lady is so loud. And I was like, yeah, have you met Haley?
Where's Clearly
Haley?
Not.
I was like, where's Haley right now?
Hey, there's one person that's louder than me at the bar, though.
Yeah.
Trent. Yeah, that's Trent. He's louder than me at the bar, I will say.
Well, yeah, he is pretty loud. And then there's Misha, but he is not as loud.
No, he's got a distinct laugh, but it's not quite as projecty.
Yeah, between you three, it's pretty... But you and Trent are like... Mm-hmm. When you're together, it's like...
I know, I miss Trent. Trent, are you there?
Ready? I love it.
Ooh. Ooh. I like that.
Okay, so Haley.
Let's hear it.
Haley.
I got one more ASMR and then I'm done. I promise.
She's not even podcasting.
Wait, hold on.
Don't give Haley a microphone.
That's actually really nice, though.
Actually.
That's beautiful. I could do an imaginary painting on
this ASMR screen. Is better when you're just honed in on the mic.
I think we should just do that one day.
Yeah.
We have a lot of days planned out to do special things.
I know.
Things.
And so I'm like, I feel so happy in your studio.
Oh, yeah. We should talk about how we're in my studio.
Yeah, that is a thing.
Sometimes I forget that people can't see us.
I know. So the walls are cloudy. There's so many clouds. It's like blue with clouds. But then there's a wall that's purple.
Yeah, that's behind us. Well, it's in front of me, but it's behind
you. There's so many walls, but no, it's in the Northrop building, right?
Mm-hmm.
In Northrop King, Yeah, Northrop King in Northeast. And it's a great place. There's a lot of studios, a lot of creative people. I love this area.
Yeah, Studio 151. There are so many artists, so the one thing is that you may get lost, but at least you're lost in a good place, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and to mention, I will be here every Saturday from 12 to 4.
Oh, cool.
For open studios, so people can come in and check it out.
Oh, awesome.
Buy stuff, look at stuff. So,
and that's every Saturday, like all the studios are open, right?
Not all the studios. They do have open studios every Saturday, but not all the studios are open.
Yeah, because it's just depending on who wants to come.
So so
it's
probably about half, maybe.
It's not quite Art of
World. No, they only have the two really big events, Art Attack and Art of World.
Okay.
And that's in Art of World. TAC just happened in November, and then Art of Whirl is in May.
Cool. But you can have like a little storefront here on Saturday if anyone wants to
come. Oh, yeah,
in.
Absolutely.
That is cool.
Yeah.
So. And knowing that I want to just come hang out on Saturdays and
absolutely.
Check out everyone's stuff.
Yeah. Sure.
Do a lot of people open their doors?
I think so. I think probably at least 25 to 30%. That's my guess, but.
Why do we have shopping malls when we should have shopping studios?
I know. That would
be
amazing.
You want to go shopping at the studios today? Yeah. Okay. Like, in the front is just a whatever they put out. No, you know, whatever. And then in the back is where they work.
Mm-hmm.
Just a shopping.
Yep. I'd be down with that.
Yeah. Go to the studio shop. That would be so cool.
Let's do it.
Especially like, yeah. Like.
Get somebody a meaningful gift, right?
I need a specific dress, right? Like for me personally.
Yeah.
I want to go to the studio mall and find the woman or man that makes clothing.
Artist made, yeah.
And I want to ask them to make me this specific dress and work with them. Like a tattoo. Like, help me make this perfect dress for this perfect event. I don't want to go to the mall and spend hours like trying to find stuff and touching things and seeing children running around with their snotty noses. Trying to dodge these little ankle biters.
Oh, those little ankle biters. Yeah. Little shits. No, I'm just
those little shits.
Those little shits. Oh my god. That actually, I have to say, I could come up with a story for pretty much anything, but I can remember when before I was a mom, I was just an aunt. I shouldn't say just, but I was an aunt first. And one time I was babysitting my nieces and they were really little, like 3, 2, and 4 or something like that. And the little one was like mad at the, or I can't remember which one said it, but they said, "You little shit." The little one said it, and
that's adorable.
And I couldn't, you know, I was like, "Yeah, you used it in context. Good job."
I know, that's the thing. If I were a parent, like, you can swear as long as you swear at the appropriate time.
Right. Yeah. Ooh, sorry. One more. Hold on. I got to test out one more ASMR just because.
Oh. If you can see your facial,
I am losing my mind right now.
I think your volume's up too. I mean,
we gotta watch what we put in front of me. I'm sorry.
Haley is. You are hilarious. Okay, I really wish I could film that and see your facial reactions.
Well, who was I? I was like clearly amused.
I love
I'm gonna
it.
Get one of these like really fancy microphones just to listen to myself make sounds. Just kidding. I'm not.
But. I don't think you are. Kidding. You can borrow mine. Don't waste the money. Oh. Just borrow mine.
Okay. Well, okay. You can borrow some of my stuff.
Yeah. We'll come over. Let's make an ASMR TikTok. Exactly, you're starting. Okay, I do have to say, I get my eyelashes done from a really amazingly talented woman, and she is, besides the fact that she does a really good job, I think I go to her because she makes me relax, like, because in between things, if it's silent, sometimes she'll...
Like, really?
And I'm like,
wow.
It's the thing. Don't be weird about it. Just make it start. We should start clicking. It relaxes people.
So good. It's so.
But I do. I mean, I really enjoy that.
That is really cool.
I hope she doesn't hear this because now she's like, oh gosh, there's a weirdo that thinks. That sounds really cool.
Oh my god. Okay. I'm not the only one, really. Oopsies. Okay. We might have to save this for another day because I could get really into this. Anyway.
I'm really into it.
I think that I should do, when I'm making jewelry, maybe just have like a recording and then do some little, because like I think just the sound of clinking little metal pieces and little, you know.
Oh, I love it. I can it's hear like it right a good, now. Do another.
I know. Really let's see. This. I think these will be good. Wait. Here. Let's see. Let's see. These are clinky. They're little dancing ladies.
They sound like little dancing ladies. Oh, do Wait. A thing. Do a thing. Maybe.
A what?
Do something like... That kind of swings and like let them like just naturally,
ooh.
You know what I mean? Like a pendulum.
Let them naturally bang into like each other. Like I wonder if it's
no, not that one though. Oh, I think that one's too clinky.
Too clinky.
You do okay. Like a swinging, like the longer swinging one.
Oh, these are dumb. Or oops, like, I shouldn't say that.
Look at how into this are we right now?
We're way too. Okay. Oh no, I don't think I know what you're talking about. Sorry. Ooh. Yeah, that one doesn't excite me.
Doesn't do anything.
That one doesn't do anything for me.
Haley Stam, and she is really into ASMR, and she is an amazing artist. You are just like the definition of artist.
Oh, thank you.
Seriously.
That means a lot.
Yeah, because you paint, you draw, you make miniatures.
Mm-hmm. Soon to be micro, hopefully.
Photographer.
Yep.
Micro? That's insane.
That's a little too much, right? I know, we keep talking about that. But
I love that. Like, I've only seen one guy, like, on TV do it. And yeah. It's like...
That guy, if it's the same guy I'm thinking, is really extreme. So I'll probably be somewhere in between where I'm at now and where he's at. So that's my goal. Because he's, like, famous for that.
Yeah, he is. What tools do you... Like, how do you do that? What tools do you use?
So far, for any of the small stuff that I've made, I haven't really used tools. If it's paper stuff, the key to tiny books and stuff is to have a bone folder. So, that's helped. That makes the creases and stuff. So you have to have like a ruler and a bone folder, X-Acto knife, and you're set.
Cool.
Yeah.
I want to make stuff with you.
Well, I am going to be doing, I am going to be making a workshop schedule, and I'm going to be having hopefully at least multiple workshops every month. Like I want to do a bookmaking one, a jewelry making one. I want to do one where, because if it's in one night, I have to be, you know, consider that. Like what can I teach in one night?
Mm-hmm.
I want to do one where sort of like a intro to the materials to oil paint and have like one simple assignment to like to try the paints to see if you want to invest in doing it yourself on your own time, which I think would be really helpful.
Because how many people spend all this money on stuff and then they don't
know how to use it or they don't.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So yeah, it's more like a, hey, if you always thought you wanted to oil paint, but you don't want to, you know, go to art school or whatever, like, you know, you could sort of like a real, it'll probably be like 3-hour workshop, 3 to 4 hours or so. But yeah, so they can come and they'd have to pay a fee, obviously. I would have like a little palette to choose from with a canvas and brushes and everyone could like.
That sounds so fun. Can I do it?
Yeah, absolutely. I was actually thinking about doing a like a focus group class for just like a few select people, like free for a few friends to just like start out. And then the payment for me would be that you could be my focus group and tell me like, hey, this is what worked, this is what maybe we should try, you should try, or this, to kind of help me make
cool.
it a really nice, perfect class. So
are these your paintings behind you?
Yeah. They're in process. This one was finished and then I decided to give it its third makeover. It sort of transforms along with me, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So it started out as just a black and white painting, and it was just on like a canvas board, and then I painted it, started liking it a little bit more, and I actually paid somebody to make a frame for me and I like adhered it on there. So it has a nice frame now.
It has a frame on it?
Yeah.
I can't even see it from here. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
So, yeah. So it was just a canvas panel that I turned into a nice little thing. But it is, technically it is reversible, even though I have the hook at this side. I prefer it this way, but.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, this has. There's a lot going on here.
I see that. So you have like two people that look like the same person.
Whoa.
Kinda.
It started out when I first did the people, it was modeled after this photo that I took of these mannequins. But then when I revamped it, I think I started kind of turning it into like little self portraits kind of, so more like not this one so much, but definitely there I could see myself.
Cool. I love
that. Happens sometimes, I guess.
Yeah. A lot of artists, you see like pictures of themselves, like Scott Sagan's.
Yeah, right.
But not just him, but like a lot of artists have like paintings.
Frida Kahlo.
They're really good at painting themselves. I'm like, wow.
Yeah. Well, I think too, because, you know, you can always access yourself too to be your model.
Yeah.
Right? Right? Does that sound weird? But
yeah. You're the easiest. That's why.
So yeah, I would be painting and like have like a mirror right here, like where my, like with my, like just looking at my eye or something, like painting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of creepy.
As a photographer, we do that too.
I have a lot of self-portraits.
Yeah, and then you take pictures of yourself because you're just like, well.
Oh yeah, there's a whole book right there. I was gonna, right here. That might be some more. Have you? Oh, because I brought it too.
You brought it. I love this.
Yes, that's the that's the many different.
So this is like you take like ideas and you take ideas that I've had. Not like I've had this idea, but like. People have ideas and they're like, oh, that'd be so cool. Yeah, I'm not ever doing that, you know? But you just soar. It's cool.
Well,
like, this is really cool. Like, did you think of this or was this part of the project?
I always liked those. So it's a mix. It's a book with self-portraits, but there's the head, the torso, and the legs, and they're each kind of like cut so you can flip them and have a different head with a different body, even though it's all me, but. They're different personas, I guess you could say. Like,
this
there's
is
the
so cool.
There's different ones. There's one where some of the props are kind of funny because I was trying to match the colors. Like the one where I'm holding a pepper. Like, what is that? That's the farmer girl, I guess. And then there's one where there's a honey. Did you see the honey one? And then I don't know what this is. What is that? I can't even remember what this is. Let lotion or something.
Yeah, looks
that's
like
me.
Lotioning.
That's me getting ready
this
for bed.
This is so. I could do this forever. Because like I wish people could see this. So it's, I don't even know if we described what we're looking at.
Yeah.
Maybe, okay.
I think like so. A little bit. Like, the flip book where you have the, yeah.
The torso. Yeah. Do you know what this reminds me of?
What's that?
Where you take a piece of paper and you fold it and you draw it in the continual line and then you have other people draw it.
Yeah,
you
it's
have,
called like, the, there's a name for it. Yeah. It's really famous. The something corpse. The, I have to look it up now. It's called the, I don't know. I'm going to look it up because it's going to bother me if I don't.
So, okay, tell me, with this photo project, how did you get your body in the same spot? Or did you have to, like,
adjust?
I think I put,
if I remember right, I put, like, little pieces of tape or, like, a marker on the floor so I'd stand in the same spot every time.
That is very cool.
But some of them, the way that the book is and how they flip, because it's not perfect, I mean, but it's a little...
Oh, my gosh. You look that one. So beautiful. Like, glamorous. That lighting.
Oh, it's called The Exquisite Corpse. Sorry. That's the name of the drawing thing that where you fold the paper and
That's so cool. I love that. That's kind of what it is. I love the glamour one because like you just like flip like now she's glamorously putting on lotion.
I know, right? And then I've got red lipstick on and
glamorously peeling an orange. It's just so cool. Yeah. Oh, this is the one with the okay. But the lighting on this is really cool too. Like how you lit it, so it's like.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you have, like, friendly, and then, it's, you know what I mean? It's just, like, different lights.
Yeah, I had it. I took that in my bedroom at the time. I set up, like, a backdrop and, like, set up lights and stuff in my little bedroom.
That's crazy. Yeah. Wow, I love it. Okay. Anyway. So you do a lot of really cool stuff. And to add to your coolness. Oh, do you like my shirt?
I do love your skinny shirt. It's very cute.
I forgot to say that joke, so I had to say it now. I have such ADD, but you are now a comedian.
Oh my gosh. So speaking of being, I have to tell you something funny that I said in my class, because that reminded me when I saw your skeleton shirt. So I was doing, we were doing portraiture, and I was like talking about shading the face and stuff, and I was like totally in like serious voice. I was like, just think of it as like a skull wrapped in flesh. And I was like... So anyway, I like laughed at myself, and we all kind of laughed together, and it was really funny. But then like the following week, we did figure drawing. That's fine, as long as she's comfortable. It's fine. Oh, that is so funny. We had a moment there. I was gonna say. So when I was doing the figure, talking about the figure, I was like, yeah, just think of it as like a skeleton with skin wrapped around it.
That's so funny, but it makes sense.
It does though, because when I was, we kind of started with like stick figures, and then added like shapes, and then made it lines around it. And we're like, see, it's just kind of like building from like a, you know,
a skeleton.
I mean, a stick drawing is a real simple version of a skeleton, but yeah, in a nutshell, that is kind of
cool.
Yeah,
that is. It's crazy to think about. I know. You're like building a person.
And that's why when I used to do the only kind of clay work I've ever done, like I've never done like the wheel, you know, on the wheel, but I've done like hand building. Mm-hmm. And I used to like to do faces. And part of the reason I love to sculpt faces is because there's like all these little grooves that like perfectly actually like if you go like this, that actually are like,
oh,
I don't know, it's really weird, like that, like when you're sculpting, it's kind of like therapeutic, because there's all these little things, like you push your thumb and it's like the perfect spot for like that's, you know, your nose. Yeah. And your where your eye goes, and like,
whoa,
anyway. So
whoa,
I know, it's lots.
How do you learn that, like just by doing
it? And I was like, whoa. Same with painting too, like, I mean, even though you're not sculpting it, it's like realizing that certain way that the brush, like you can take one brush stroke and go like, and then it like goes like from like here to like here and like here and fills in all the,
whoa. And yeah, I feel like so, people paint in faces just like with the brush stroke,
yeah, like, just like going just, yeah. You have to find those, the right, it's all about the value. So I talk about, it's all about the difference of light to dark, the mm-hmm. range, that's what it's all about.
It really?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Oh yeah, because that's all it is, though.
Yeah,
it's
basically.
It's just shading and yeah, shapes.
Basically.
Basically, that's all it is.
Basically.
If you boil it down here, painting is just.
Wait. Sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, can you guess that sound?
If anyone can guess this, I will literally give you $1 million. Anyone? Okay.
It is.
Give up.
I want to touch this. This is cool. I feel like, I've had stuff like this where I kept like, did you make this?
No, I repaired it because it broke. Like if you see the back, I repaired it because it wasn't opening, but it's like got the legit like parts and stuff.
So it's a tiny briefcase that snaps open, and inside the briefcase is a tiny book.
Yep.
An even tinier book. But this is, this is cool. So this is yours though?
It's mine. I did not make that the case, but I mean, own like, it. It's
okay.
Mine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you get it from like a...
I think my mom gave it to me. My mom gives me a lot of my stuff, which is very nice.
This is so cool. Do people keep business cards in here?
I think that's what it's for, yeah. A business card holder.
I had one of
these. That's actually what I should put my business cards in.
I had one of these as a cigarette case.
Oh, wow. Was it a briefcase?
Huh?
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
But, yeah, this... So, we kind of bonded over the fact that I had a miniature art show.
Oh, yes.
Art show, and Haley's like, oh, you want to talk about mini? Check this out. And then she blew my mind with all this miniature stuff. And now you're going micro. So, okay.
Well, we'll see. I don't want
to... Back to them. Yeah, that's what you want to do.
I want to do. I'm going to try. I'm going to start with... I have these bottles, but I also have these bottles. Ooh. Let me just open them real quick.
You're like a little kid. I love it.
Anyway, I was thinking about doing like a little sculpture of like a couple like people like trying to escape out of the tiny bottle like on the inside. So like I would have to like make it and then like land it in there somehow with like a
landing pad.
But anyway, yeah, that was gonna be my first like kind of like a human specimen, like a like if to imagine if like there was somebody like really big and giant that was just like, ha ha ha, look at these funny humans, and they're like, we're in like a little specimen jar.
I love that so much.
Right? So anyway, just for funsies.
I like that. That's so clanking.
Oh my gosh. That reminds me, I took this class in college that was one of my favorite classes that I ever took, but I didn't really know what to expect when I signed up. It was called Sound Art. Sound art, yeah. I'm like, isn't that music? Nope. It's next level. I made some crazy stuff in that class, some sculptures that made sound, like all sorts of stuff.
What?
We learned how to do like circuit bending and all sorts of stuff. Yeah. The coolest thing that I ever did in that class, though, it's kind of a bummer because I don't have the recording anymore, but I did a recording of my voice, multiple layers, in a silo on a megaphone. And then played it in out of a speaker that was inside of a tiny silo that I built. That it was crazy.
Oh my God.
It was probably the most intense moment that I had in college, actually, because when we did my critique, it was like a procession line. Like everyone walked super slowly because you had to like put your ear up to it. Then when you put your ear up to it, you could hear like it was like all these echoes, and there was echoing initially in the silo, and then when I had the speaker in there, it was echoing again. So it was like, it was really intense, actually. But everyone was like walking really slowly and then like listening and then going back to their chair and like sitting down, and it was like kind of dark in there, and I was like, but yeah, I had a really good grade on that. But
they had to think about your project.
Yeah.
What were you saying?
I wasn't saying anything.
What was the noise?
It was like, like kind of like that. So when I started out, I did like some kind of a rhythm. It reminded me of, if anyone's ever seen Pan's Labyrinth, that's one of my favorite movies, but it kind of had it was reminiscent of that song, you know, that, remember that? So I did it really airy and light, but I did the first recording, and then when I did another layer, I was listening to it so that I could sort of harmonize with it, and I think I did probably, I think, four different recordings so that there was, like, four layers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. It was really fun to do. I did it at my parents' farm. in their silo.
They have a farm?
Well, not anymore, but
yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I knew that. Yeah.
But yeah.
Did you grow up on a farm?
Yeah, I grew up there.
That's so cool.
So we used to love to hang out in the silo. We didn't have the corn or whatever that people have in there. Corn, right?
Yeah, is it just empty?
Yeah, it was just empty. But we used to climb up.
That's really dangerous?
Probably. Oh, yeah.
People have died.
One of my neighbors, actually, one time, my mom, I think, was ready to call the police or somebody because she was like, get down from there, was flying a kite off of the top of the silo, which is really not smart.
Oh, no. Yeah. But fun.
Yeah, super fun. But super fun. Still alive. Yep.
Good. Glad that they made it.
Yeah, growing up on a farm, though, I really was appreciative of that. I think that helped shape me a lot into who I am.
Yeah.
I did a lot of running off and being by myself and just being, doing whatever, pretending or, making stuff out of whatever.
Oh, that's how you got to who you are.
Yeah, exactly. My dad was always a maker, too. Oh, yeah. So, I used to play in sawdust. That was my sandbox. The sawdust underneath the table saw. Yeah. So yeah, we would take the little wood scraps and stuff and hammer them together and make little Barbie furniture and stuff like
cute.
That.
When we were kids. Really?
Yeah.
That's so cute.
We actually have one of the videos. We made a home video and we presented our home that we made and we did the hands. We were like, and then if you go over to this portion, we love whatever. So
that is so cute.
So yeah, I think
is this video still available?
I mean, it's somewhere. It's not destroyed. Yeah. I have a VHS player at my house, so it could happen. We could watch it.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah,
it'd be fun to just see all of the home videos on VHS and make all the great I bet there's so many out there of people.
Mm. Oh my gosh! One that I really want to show you is one that I actually kind of. An idea of what I want to do with you and seeing us in these headphones makes me think of it even more. Because I think I was in probably eighth grade. Me and my friend, I think I told you about this, but we did we were trying to do this thing like they did on Saturday Night Live called uh-huh. Delicious Dish. Mm-hmm. And it was these two ladies and they were just very hello and welcome to Delicious Dish. And they would talk really quietly and calmly. And so anyway, me and my friend totally did it. And we were really, I thought we'd, emulated it pretty well, but this is the one where we actually set up pre-recorded calls,
yeah.
And then we had I had a tape recorder. Then I was pretending it was the phone line, and I was like, "We have our first caller," and then I would press the recording, and it was one of us being different voices, and then we would push. Thank you for calling, whatever, so-and-so. Let me tell you what you could do for your problem or whatever. And that one, well, both of them, but I'm going to eat one more.
Yeah, we're going to talk about food. So what is this chocolate that we're eating? And
this is...
Indulging in...
Ritual Chocolate Honeycomb Toffee. 75% cacao.
Ooh, cacao. That is your favorite word to
cacao.
Say.
Cacao.
You've said that before, right? You said you love saying it. I like it from Portlandia. Ooh. Here, get close. Get the smacks.
Ooh. That was satisfying.
That was.
Do you know about the sound that a York peppermint patty makes? Do you know about this?
No. Is this?
Okay, so everybody needs to try this. If you hear this right now and you have a York peppermint patty, if you take it and you break it in half in your ear, it sounds you're entering in some weird alternate universe or something. It makes this sound like you've never heard before. It's I can't even I can't really imitate it. It's very cool though.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'm sure I'm not the only one that knows about it.
Snap it?
You have to snap it perfectly in half and really close to your ear. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is this sound recorded?
Hmm?
Has it been recorded?
I don't know. Maybe.
We need to do it.
Let me see.
Whoa, no. Oh. We need to find a York peppermint patty.
Oh!
And
absolutely. I don't have access to one of those right now, but we do need to.
Yeah.
I don't even want to look it up because I don't want to.
I know, let's not ruin it.
I'm not going
to
do it.
Remember the times when we had to do our own experiments? Ah, oh, no, they did it for us. We're good. That's cool. It looks like it doesn't fly. All right, glad to know. I go, that would have been a disaster, am I right? But
I like saying that. Am I right?
Yeah.
Am I right or am I right?
Yeah. Am I right or am I too right?
Oh my god, I love that. Oh my gosh.
That's a good one to use. I made it up now.
I love making stuff up on the spot.
Oh. Yeah.
Am I right or am I too right?
That gives me hope. Haley, speaking of LOLs, Haley is a comedian now. Added to the list of things that she
does. Absolutely, let's do that.
And she had her first show at the Speakeasy, the Excelsior Speakeasy show, and she first 5 minutes she had.
Yeah. Well, it was supposed to be five, but I went a little over.
Yeah. Which happens when you're totally having laughs.
Tons of laughs.
Yeah. So a lot of people were blown away by the fact that that was your first one. It was amazing. It was great. And I love at the end, you were like, okay, well, this is my first one and I'm not sure how to end them yet. So, I'm just going to walk away.
But then I dropped the shaker weight. Remember?
Okay. Yeah.
So I did. I know I should have, that was a little bit weird, but then I was like, redeem yourself. Drop the shaker weight. That was what I came up with in the spot.
That was good. So you improv some of that there.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah. So I was not planning to drop the shaker weight. That was all that happened.
But I mean, like, did you improv anything else?
I think just the only thing I did, like, didn't plan was what I was going to say when I was doing the scan in the room with my x-ray vision glasses.
Oh yeah, because you had to see them. Kind of crowd work.
I had to see them to see
what
I had to say. But I really did think that it helped that I had that woo girl. Like, she saved the day for me. And I didn't even get her name. The woo girl, remember? That was in my front row.
Yeah.
Everything I said
did
that
we know
she
who
was
she
like
was?
Well, I knew her I knew her date.
Okay.
That was
did
my
it work
high
out?
School. I don't know. I wanted to find out. I actually crept on Facebook to see if I could see his relationship status change.
We want the woo girl.
I like her. I'm like, because I want to specifically invite her to my next show.
That's funny.
Yeah.
You creep on her.
Like, I need you. I need you like I need Trent at my show. I like was so happy.
Can we
that
talk
he was,
about how great that was that he was at the show?
Yeah, I know. And we weren't.
What a delightful time.
What's tink, that tink, sound? Tink, somebody tink, somebody tink. Hammering next door?
Is somebody at the door?
Weirdo.
Oh my gosh. On all of the fun we're having. This is too much fun.
Oh man. That's
this
amazing.
Is too much fun.
I know. I love it. I love Joe, by the way. He's awesome. Should we talk about Joe?
He is so great.
Yeah. We don't need to talk about him right here. We can talk about him off camera.
He's super great. He's super talented. He's like, so we did our live video this morning. I think we had a really fun live video. We're starting to get more people in our room to talk to and stuff.
I remember I got this fortune once and it said the greatest, I don't remember exactly, but it was something like one of the greatest things is doing something that somebody told you couldn't do or something like that.
It kind of is.
It is. Yeah. I remember that. I think that I'm motivated by that. Like,
oh.
I don't know, but like I just remember like a random example that's not even like art related. Mm-hmm. But this one time we were like camping or hanging out at like the lake with my family, and I think I had like a pocket knife or some really tiny knife that had like a little saw in it, like a saw as part of one of the little appendages, and I was like determined to like cut through this like huge, like, well, not huge log, but like way too big for the saw. And everyone was like, Haley, what are you doing? I was like, I just wanted to see if I can do it. I literally spent like hours cutting this for no reason, just because.
Like, I love they it were so like, much.
They were just like, what are you doing? That's never going to work.
Did it work?
Oh, it did. But it did take. It worked. Yeah.
How long did it take you?
I don't know. At least a couple hours, probably. So, yeah.
Haley, you are a very unique person.
Oh, yeah.
There is not another you. Do you know that? You do know that.
Well, I mean, I guess I've never met somebody quite like me. Maybe. No, maybe.
No. Absolutely not.
No.
I've never met anybody quite like you. And I've met a lot of people. I have met a lot of people, and there is not another Haley.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah. But yeah, so you do everything. It's crazy.
Oh, I'm a wedding officiator. I want to marry somebody else soon.
But that story you just said defines kind of like why you do so many things. Because someone says no, and you're going to sit your ass down, and you're going to be there a while.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be there a while.
I can do it. I'll do it. No.
Yeah. How long ago was that?
That was several years ago, because that was probably 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, a long time ago. But I remember it. And everyone in my family remembers it, too. They were like, oh, yeah, I don't know. You sat there for, like, so long, and you would not stop. I was like... Well, yeah, because then once they were, like, they got even more so, like, oh, Haley, really, you should, you know, then it made me even more want to do it, you know?
Yeah. No. Yeah, I'm kind of like that, too. I don't like being
told. Yeah, I could write a children's story about something like that. Like, about the kid that just didn't stop and was like, I can do it.
Yeah.
I can do it.
You can, and you can do it.
I know. Yeah, you can. Everyone but you know, can. If
this
you know,
is for everybody. Everybody can do whatever you put your mind to, your hand to, or your patience.
Yeah.
Patience. Exactly. Just keep at it.
Speaking of, okay, so I have to say this. Okay, so you know that motto, if you try hard enough, you can do anything. So my studio mate, Angie, she actually told me that she, like, so hardcore believed that she and her friend, like, tried, like, one day, like, all day to fly. Like, actually tried. They were just like, well, we're going to keep trying. So that's even more hardcore, I feel like. She was almost embarrassed to tell me, because she was like, no, like, we were seriously trying. Like, we thought we could. Like, we could if we just kept trying. So,
I mean, I still think they can.
They just were like,
I still think they were can. Just like, I think they're going about it the wrong way.
They're running and, like, trying jumping to run and try different things. I mean, I don't think they did anything super unsafe, because they're, you know, no broken bones or anything. But.
Well, that's good. We can fly. Have you been on a trampoline before?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, there's that.
And it's not about flapping your wings. We don't have wings.
Wait.
I bet they flapped.
They totally did. But what if you made like a body flying attachment though, like wing attached, like wings that were so strong that you could actually fly, like just jump off a cliff and just like soar. Oh, you could make them.
Yeah, were they crafting?
I don't think so.
They didn't try hard. They did not try.
They went about it the wrong way. Yeah. In all fairness, I think they were about. I think they were around like 12. They probably didn't have the technical skills to make wings at the time. But
they gave up.
I did see online somewhere like somebody did like for like a cosplay thing made some actual wings that actually flapped like that.
I've seen those
that were like real.
They move.
Yeah,
but can they actually fly?
Probably not. But I mean, I don't know. It would be dangerous to test that.
I mean, I don't think we can fly like a bird, because birds have those like bones.
Hollow bones. We'd have to hollow out our bones, which would be really dangerous.
We would just die. Not realistic. Yeah, yeah,
because we need our marrow, right?
Yeah.
What if we could get? What if we could get marrow bags? Okay, I'm done.
I love it. I love where you're going with this. I absolutely love where you're going.
Somebody's going to try to transform themselves into a bird. I mark my words at some point.
All right, where's my phone? I'm marking
your
words.
Okay, mark my words.
I'm serious. Okay.
Speaking of, there's a fun... I'm the numbers person, so the date is really fun today. Did you know that?
What is...
It's 11-11-22. So it's like 11 plus 11 is 22. Which I think is kind of fun.
I do love that day.
Yeah.
So.
Somebody will try to become a bird. Yep. Wing implants, hollow their bones.
Make a note. Make a note. Someone will become a bird.
Will attempt. I don't know if they'll be successful.
I just said someone will become a bird. You know, the enough. I'll remember you by that.
Bird.
Bird is the word. Bird is the word. Okay, so I got a little piece of mail yesterday, and I'm going to do an unboxing. I can't believe I got in the mail.
Right now?
Not now. It's at home. I'm going to do a live video.
An unboxing.
Like,
so I was like, yeah, on a podcast, an unboxing. No. Whoa, look at all this cool stuff I got that you can't see.
But do you know what it is?
Is it a...
My beautiful, beautiful surgeon honored my one request, and that was that I get my hardware out of my foot.
Whoa, that's amazing. Are you going to make something out of it?
I wanted to talk to you. You're the one who does stuff. Can we make something out of my hardware?
We should make like a really creepy mobile or something. I guess I don't know what it looks like.
Or maybe a necklace? Like a pretty necklace?
I guess I'd have to see what it looks like and how big it is.
You better watch this video.
Oh my God. I'm so excited to see this.
I want to make it a jewelry piece.
An ankle bracelet? Sorry.
Okay, so Joe has broke the same foot, and he might be able to get his metal out. We should make jewelry.
An ankle bracelets. Wear them on and make them like, you know how they have those bracelets that have the little
jingle jangles? An ankle bracelet, like when you drink too much and you go for a drive.
That make this sound?
Oh, we could do like, and there was an inmate. Someone's in the corner.
You know what I actually do want to do is tell like a really dramatic story and use these speakers and narrate and have sound effects and be like.
Let's do it right now. Let's make one up.
Okay. Hold on. I have a good one. Ready?
We'll just improv together. Hello?
Let me in!
Who is this?
I'm your neighbor.
What you got in the bag?
It's nothing. Just let me in. It's an emergency.
But what you got in the bag?
Nothing. Help. I can't do this.
This is so ridiculous. This is our podcast. This is our podcast. This is what's happening today.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, she's... You know what we could do? Guess that sound. Mm-hmm. I don't know how we would...
All that funny stuff is making me real hot.
That's a good one.
Oh my God.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm having
too much fun.
I should have made a list. I should have written a list of all the things that I wanted to talk about, right?
Two ADHD women hang out. In an art studio. Out of all the places, we are so distracted. I am so distracted.
I know. We need like a little box, like a little tiny crate that we can sit in.
Should we make one? Real quick.
There was an invention. I'm going to show you it really quick. That was called the...
pull that up. What?
Yeah. It was meant to like eliminate distractions from the world. So let's see here. What were you going to say?
You are a full-time artist now.
I am.
Isn't that crazy?
Sorry, look what just came up when I typed. That is ridiculous.
This is what I'm talking about. Okay, so if you want to know how like our brains work, like this is amazing. So Haley started typing in something and got... What is this called?
It's a disco ball helmet where you can you can be a disco ball.
Yeah, like it's like a motorcycle helmet or
just it's just to wear around, I think.
No one wears a helmet around.
Well, yeah, but you can't. That's not gonna protect you. It's gonna like break into glass. You're gonna shatter it and break it. Cut yourself even more with all. glass shards.
I'm gonna protect you where at the disco.
Oh my god, I gotta get my real. I have a disco ball and a strobe light.
Oh, this is probably for roller skating?
Maybe.
Wait, okay,
let's see here. No, what?
Oh, you can read it. I just touched
it. No, button. It's for. Okay. It's for disco. Okay, retractable visor, glitter helmet. Okay, for DJ stage bar party wedding holiday. Whoa, that's a lot of things. No commas. It just says DJ club stage bar party wedding holiday.
Wow. What a sentence.
Okay, that's not what I was trying to find. I was trying to find an original.
So, okay, but where would you wear the disco ball helmet to?
This is creepy. Okay.
Where would you wear that disco ball helmet to?
That's a real thing that somebody made an invention in like the 1900s.
Okay, so what it is it's a crazy anti-distraction.
We need this really. Do they have the original one somewhere? That's a real thing. This what is the name of it? It's called something, isn't it? It's like the...
Okay, I can't even breathe.
Oh, it's called the... Here, let me read it for you. It's called... Okay. The above photograph shows a close-up view of the isolator helmet. The oxygen supply enters the helmet via the tube shown. So anyway, there's an oxygen tank that feeds into this tiny little tube. And basically, it looks like an alien... If you're listening right now, you need to look up the anti-distraction helmet from 1925.
That is, could you imagine?
Yeah, wow.
We were just here wearing that.
Here's the real way it's constructed and all this stuff. Oh, that's so funny. I can't remember why it didn't work out, but...
Is that a train? The train's going by. Gosh, have to take... I love trains.
Yeah, the train makes a cool sound. Can you hear it?
Your life is so great. This is where you work. This is crazy.
Listen, can you hear it? Oh, wait, that's not going to change anything. Hold on. Wait, train's coming. Okay. Oh shit. Okay. Sorry. I need my helmet. Where's my helmet? I need it.
Oh my gosh, this is so gorgeous. The train going by. Like, Haley, your life is so great.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Oh. Okay. Sorry about that. That was funny though. Okay. Now we can hear the train and not the right.
I love
it. Still.
Yeah. And you could probably talk into the mic and still hear it in the background.
Okay.
I bet. Who's blowing you up?
That was some good laughter there. So I used to have this, that was my cousin. I used to have this like funny theory. Actually, me and my cousin used to talk about it a lot, how like we don't need to work out because we just laugh so much.
It's true, you get abs. Funny people.
Yeah, like, I laugh a lot.
Fit and funny.
It's good for your brain, and it's good for your body. It helps, it actually helps you reduce calories. So, yeah.
Now I just want to giggle. I feel good. That was such a feel-good laugh.
Yeah. Anyway, you got to look up that anti-distracting device, because it's one of those things where you can't really picture it until you see it, right?
Yeah.
I bet you they have that somewhere in a museum, which would be really cool to, like, see it.
Yeah.
It's got to be somewhere, right?
It's such a goofy
it's probably the
looking
only...
helmet.
Yeah, it looks like a squish toy or something.
Could you imagine
somebody came in for Open Studios.
Kids, the poor kids who have to wear those helmets to school, and they're like, you got ADHD, bro. I'm a kid. I just got diagnosed with ADHD. Doctor's making me wear this little helmet.
No, not little. That thing is huge. That thing is huge.
You wouldn't even know that was Tommy under there.
Oh my gosh, unrecognizable.
Could you imagine, these kids don't even have faces, and they don't even know who they are. And then when they get older, it's just like graduation day.
Everybody takes their anti-distraction device.
I don't know why.
That would be something else. Speaking of being distracted and doing a million things, I started a new commission. Can you grab that? You can grab the whole box. I'm working on it.
It's in the box.
It's a custom shoes for somebody. So,
This?
Yep. So they're gonna get colored in. Yep. They're gonna get colored in. That was my project that I've been working on.
I love that. It's like the shoe kit. The shoe material is called canvas too.
So anyway, I gotta remember to take this home with me to do that.
So it's like you get those. Like, is that the best? Wait, hold on.
Oh, were we gonna look at them? Sorry, I realized they were kind of bigger than I thought.
No, we can leave them there.
Yeah, let's just leave them there. They're kind of big.
But that's cool, cause like. You could do that as a business. You okay there? You okay there, bud?
I could, but I don't think that I want to do that as... I mean, that was a fun side gig, but... fun side gig, and I think I'm getting decently paid for it, so I feel good about it. About it, you know?
Yeah.
So.
We can pause to laugh.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. If you're still listening, we really love you.
It's all live.
Well, if you haven't stopped, if you haven't hit pause yet, then we really love you. Maybe that part's gonna get edited.
If you actually made it this far.
There you go. We love you.
We feel bad for you.
Yeah. But, you know, maybe you got the feeling that you were just hanging out with us. That's kind of what we were going for. It's like coffee talk.
This is the part where the listeners listening to me.
I did that the other day. I was leaving a voice recording for myself of an idea.
Yeah.
And then I started talking like I was talking to somebody on the phone, and I was like, dude, this is literally myself. Like, I don't, like, what am I doing? And I was like, I can play it for you after this if you want to hear. It's probably really funny.
I actually do want to hear that.
I did that once. I think it was, I can't remember if my sister was calling me or I was calling her, but there was one time when, I was leaving her a voicemail. That's what it was. And then I started talking, and I was like, why isn't she responding? What is that? That sounds like my heartbeat. What is happening?
I didn't know.
What is that?
I didn't know if it was my heart or this.
There's something happening. What is that sound? I'm not touching anything. Okay. Wow. Okay. Oh, we are having so much fun today.
I know.
Today is all about just fun and, you know, letting it all out. Oh my God.
This is the silliest podcast.
Yeah, that's okay. Sometimes we need to be silly.
I know. But what new projects are you working on?
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm working on the shoes. I'm hoping to get those done in the next couple days. I'm trying to get some more sparkly jewelry for salon style ladies.
Yeah, is that kind of what this is over here?
So too? Yeah, where did my, oh, it's over there. I have, there's on the red over there is where I've got my I've got some in process stuff, like some mermaids and some birds and some other fun stuff. Kind of sparkly, glitzy stuff, because I feel like, I mean, I'm not trying to make assumptions, but I feel like if you're coming into a salon, maybe you want something that's a little bit more sparkly.
I think so.
A little bit more, you know, a little bit more, shouts a little bit more, hey, than,
I don't know, but would be, would they, are they going to be, casual or for, a gown or something like sparkles?
Anything. You could wear it with anything. I mean, really. I mean, the stuff that I'm wearing or that I'm making, I feel like you could wear it, you know, dress it up, dress it down. But that's why I was telling somebody the other day, I think the reason that I, love jewelry so much, and specifically earrings, is because I don't wear makeup. So I think that, my jewelry, or, if I wear, a headscarf or something, on my head, that's, my makeup, or that's, my way to, be doing a fun thing with my face.
Cool.
You know?
That's cool.
So, yeah, everyone has their own little thing. And some people do express themselves in makeup, and they do an amazing job. I'm just not one of them. I'm not one of them that wants to spend that time doing that. But
that's so funny to hear you say. I can appreciate that,
though.
Because the stuff that you're an artist, and you do all this, and then you're like, Oh.
Well, there's the train again.
Train again.
Ooh. That was a real nice one. I liked that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, but so it's funny that you don't do the makeup art, but you do all the other art, the outside.
Yeah,
art.
No makeup art. No, I've done it. I have done it. I mean, I can do it, but I'm not great at it. It's more like a okay. You know, I'm okay.
I feel like I feel like when I paint my face, I just do what I do with my makeup brush when I like do paintings of me.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, I just feel like I'm doing my makeup right now.
That's actually, it's funny that you said that, because that's actually one of the workshops that I wanted to do, is portraiture for makeup artists.
Cool.
Because I feel like they'd be way better at it than they would even believe, because it's really like, you know, especially around the eyes and like the way that you like paint around the face is literally the same thing that you do with the brush, but just without paint. It's more like makeup. But
yeah,
I think the strokes and the way, I think they would find it that like, whoa, cool, I can translate this skill into this.
Yeah.
So that one of my other ideas.
I love it. I think a lot of makeup artists are really good painters.
I think a lot of makeup artists, even though they're called makeup artists, I think people sometimes don't consider them artists.
Oh, why?
Which, well, no, I'm not saying, I don't know why, because I'm not one of them, but I've heard the argument like hairstylists or makeup artists, people don't consider them artists. And it's like, well, it is, I mean, can you do that? Could you do that? Tell me, could you do that? You know what I'm saying? So I don't believe that, but there are people out there that think that.
I also think everybody's an artist. I'm like, you made that sandwich.
You must work at Subway. They call them sandwich artists.
Because it's art.
Yeah.
Everything's art. I really do. Where do we stop?
Yeah, that's true.
I think, you know, you can do everything as an art form, but what you're doing actually, literally, art, like painting and making and stuff.
But with that being said about everyone's an artist, I think that's one thing I really love about teaching community ed, because a lot of these people, I'm teaching beginning oil painting and beginning drawing. So most of these people have either never taken an art class or like have done some maybe in like a long time ago or like whatever. But they're like, I only have one rule in my class, and I say you're not allowed to say that you're not good or that your art's not good. And so nobody has broken it so far. But it's very interesting to see, like, usually on, like, the third class period, people, like, they have this, like, shift where they're like, oh, I can actually do this. Like, I'm actually good. Because, like, they'll start out and be like, oh, I'm not an artist, or I don't do art, or like, oh, I've never done it. You know, like, all the, like, I don't do anything cool. No, and then you're like, yeah, actually, you're really good. But so that's really cool to see. Like, we're on week 5 now, so we have there's only one more class session for both. And I've seen, like, a lot of progress in a lot of so it's really cool.
You're waking up their inner artist.
Yeah. Because there's one of my favorite quotes, which I feel terrible that I don't know it exactly, but it's like, everyone is born an artist. The problem is how to remain one. Yeah. I think that's Dr. Seuss, I think.
I love that. And I believe it. And could you, like, what if there's a skill out there? Because that we're really good at, obviously you're
we've
really
just
good
never done it we've never tried it
and that's like your thing, like
maybe you're what if you're like an amazing welder?
I've never welded.
Bet you would be.
Yeah,
I just have this feeling. Sorry, I don't know why. Maybe because your name, your last name, maybe kind of has a weldy sound to it.
Oh,
because it sounds like you should try it
more like Britley Welder.
For real though, I loved welding. I loved it when I did it, it's not like one of my skills, but I did it like I did it a couple times in a couple different sculpture classes that I had.
Cool.
And it is kind of like an empowering thing, like to be like with like fire and like melting metal and stuff.
I want to do that.
It's pretty cool.
It does sound sexy.
You should try to find a way to do that somehow. I bet you there's somebody in here that welds that will let you weld with them. I bet if you're just like, hey, can I come and melt some of your metal?
Somebody asked me if I was a welder the other day. I was like, what? No.
I don't know why I just thought of this.
Weird.
But there's something. There's a welder vibe out there.
I need to take a welding class.
Yep. It's out there. You need to do it. At least soldering. Start with soldering. That's like baby welding.
I just love the name solder.
You could hyphenate My name is Brittley Satterwelder. Satterwelder.
If you love it so much, Welder, then why Satter. Don't you make it your new conjoined last name?
Oh my god. Oh, I love it. Oh,
wow. Okay, we just here we're on a path.
I'm gonna bring us quick back to the community ed thing again, because I do love teaching community ed. However, I'm committed to next session, but I'm probably gonna just eventually just teach classes here, because it's just a lot of work and not as much money to do it. But I do love the community aspect. I've built a lot of really fun relationships, and people in my classes have met each other and become friends and like connected, and I love that. And honestly, my biggest supporters at this show, and even like my other shows that I had with you, have been my students.
Really?
Yeah. I had like a huge, and I haven't had that many students, but I probably had like 6 or 7 students come to my show this weekend.
I love that.
And I was like, that really means a lot to me, because not only are you supporting me, but that means you probably think like me a little bit, and like think I'm a good teacher, at least. Otherwise, you probably wouldn't come and support me in the first place, you know? So that makes me feel really good. Yeah. I like that a lot. Yeah. And I've told them, I told some of them too, like, hey, I'm probably going to be starting, well, I'm not probably, like, I will be teaching classes here, so I'll keep you posted. So cool. I feel like, you know, and I'm going to make it affordable, but obviously, like, I still need to make money. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to figure out a really, you know, a way to make that happen, both, you know, somehow.
Cool.
So, yeah. To be posted soon. I need to update all my socials, all my websites, all that stuff, and get business cards and do all that. Like, I'm ready to be like, you know.
What draws you to art?
Oh gosh. Well, I think I'm just a natural maker. I think that's what it is. I always like to make stuff out of anything, like paper, like, and a lot of things that happened in my childhood growing up, like games that we played, like, have really good memories attached to them, and they're all like creative based. Like, we used to play this game called Squiggly Lines, where like somebody would start like with a little. Here, I can just demonstrate. We could do it right now, even though people can't see it, but I could at least show you what it is. So, online paper is better. So I start by making like a little.
Just make a little squiggly.
Yeah, and then you have to take it and look at it, and then you have to make it into something.
Whoa, make it into something?
Yeah, you can turn it any way you want. But yeah, so you can make it into a little. I'm seeing a couple different things right now.
Yeah, these juices are going.
Well, I have this thing called pareidolia, if anybody knows about it, where you see like faces and everything. It's not like a real disorder or anything, but it's just like a thing where I've always just, I think it's just the way my brain is. I just have a very like, I don't know. My brain is always just like I look at something and see it as something else almost. Like I'm visual, like, not that I'm seeing
you fill
things,
in the lines.
But yeah, like, or I'll just imagine, I'll be like, oh, that looks kind of like this. Or I'll like, yeah, fill it in or whatever. So, So I've that always done that since I was growing up, but I've always liked to draw. I always like to make little. I was obsessed with making little boxes when I was a kid, even. Me and my sister wanted to have a spring business where we made tiny springs, because we figured out how to make springs ourselves by, like, wrapping wire around tiny, tiny cylinders. So we, like, made all these different springs, and we were going to have, like, a store and sell them and stuff. Yeah, I've always been, like, when I... In school, when I took an entrepreneurship class, I actually wrote a business plan. When I read it, like, several years later, and I was like, this is actually, I would use this now. But it was about, like, a store that I wanted to make that was, like, a arts and crafts store. But then I had, like, a studio in it where people would come and, like, make stuff at the store. So, yeah, anyway.
Gosh, that is crazy.
Oh, another thing is my grandmother worked at a school. She was a janitor. And she would bring us these boxes of like paper and like art supplies that whatever they had to like get rid of to get new stuff so they could do their budget or whatever. But it was like literally boxes of stuff like pencils, pens, paper, markers, whatever. One time we had an electric eraser, which was the weirdest thing, but we loved that thing so much. It was like a huge, you had plugged it in and it was like a thing, and it had like an eraser that you put on there and you could like erase a whole bunch of stuff.
What? Oh my gosh.
So we used to draw like
electric?
A little. But we used to, like, we were just creative. I love it. So
that's
we
so
would
cool.
like.
We, why do we not have that? It should erase itself.
me and my sister, we would do this thing where we would draw like a little tiny face, a little person, and then we would make their hair like fill up the whole entire paper, and then we would just use the electric eraser and keep making their hair shorter and shorter until all their hair came out. I love
that. That's so cute.
So just stuff like that, I think, like making snowflakes, all that stuff, I just would sit there for hours and just be like, origami, loved origami growing up. Friendship bracelets.
Oh my gosh.
All that stuff. Anything that I could make, I'd be like, let me make it. Let me make it.
That is so cool.
So I think it's something about, I don't know, like just keeping my hands busy probably helps with the ADD that I never knew that I had until just recently.
Is it even a real thing?
It is. Well, actually, it's funny that you talk about it because my other studio mate was telling me about how it's not really a thing. It's like everybody. I mean, yeah, basically you could say everybody has it then because we all are like, you know, it's probably just a matter of what we're passionate about, what draws, you know, what is it that draws our attention, you know. For me, I just, a lot of things excite me, so yeah. I'll be in the middle of doing something, I'll be like, ooh, that's cool, too. Yeah. I like that, too. Ooh,
I know that feeling, yes. Oh,
look at that fun thing in the sky up there. Yeah. I like that, or whatever.
I do like that fun thing
in
the
sky. And when I was a kid, I was like the pokey little puppy, if you know that story, yeah. Where I was always, like, off in the field, like, checking out like some like little straw, you know, some distracted by something that was real beautiful, but then I would like be always be like the little one trotting behind like oh, what did I miss? I was over here doing my own little thing. So I was always kind of I always been kind of a daydreamer, kind of in my own little world a lot, just always thinking of stuff that I could do or make or,
that's so cool.
Yeah,
so. That is so cool.
So yeah, it's just kind of a, it's a blessing and a curse, I think, yeah. At the same time, because sometimes I have so many different ideas of things I want to make that I just think of the ideas and then not actually do them.
Yeah.
So, but I have to narrow it down and decide which ones are the most important, which ones am I doing now, and then.
One of my favorite things about the art show that you brought the painting to of mine was that the painting was still wet.
Oh, yeah.
And people were like, that's awesome. Like, she finished it that day. Yeah. And the painting was still wet. Oh, like, that was God. An art piece in itself. That's a true artist. Like, yeah. It's just good. It's quick. I met the deadline. Like, let me just put it up there. It was really
that
cool.
That was fun. I know. I'm kind of a, yeah. I, like, kind of, like, I don't like last minute stuff, but I think I do kind of thrive on, like, pushing it to the last minute and getting, you know.
Yeah. And, like, it's great. It's great.
I know.
But I mean, how do you do everything anyways? Do you, like, 4 kids?
Yeah, I don't know.
You have 4 kids.
I have to do a lot of deep breathing. I have to do a lot of deep breathing and locking myself in the bathroom and swearing. I do that. Yep. That's what I have to do to, like, because I need, like, some kind of, like, release. Otherwise, I'll probably take it out on them, and I don't really want to do that.
Yeah.
I stopped, like, shouting or yelling, like, a long time ago, and then I recently did it a couple times recently, and I just felt really icky about it. So it doesn't do any good if you're just like, ah, go to your room, or like scream at them or whatever, and then they just start crying, and then you're like, then you feel bad, and then you're like, this sucks. So I've been trying to, like, yeah, do rewards and different things, and I did yesterday. I came up because it was really, I stressed out a lot yesterday, but I was like, okay, we're going to do 2 challenges. Or first we did 1 challenge and they didn't make it through that one. So I had to do another one to bribe them with Mott's. I call for Halloween, I got a 90 pack of Mott's, what do you call them? Fruit snacks from Costco. We had like 5 trick-or-treaters. So I've been using the fruit snacks as like bribery because they're made from real fruit.
I think I have a few that I... The big guy, they're huge.
No, they're not. They're like they're not huge. They're the little. They're in the little blue packs.
But the Costco box.
Oh, the Costco box is huge. Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant the individual. No,
the individuals are good.
Like, no, there's a lot. It was a 90 pack, but it was the best deal. Candy is so expensive, and I got that 90 pack of each. Think about that. Each little pack has candy in it too. So there's 90 packs of whatever. So the amount of pieces is a lot. I'm not going to do the math right now, but. I paid like $11.99 for that. And people were paying like $20 for a pack for insane. A thing of candy like this, and it's like candy, you know? That's it's gonna rot your teeth.
And no, I like the
But yeah, so I did 2 challenges yesterday. I had them write.
You know how much candy people eat?
Oh, okay, gross. Sorry. Anyway. I had them write for 30 minutes. I was a little disappointed with 2 out of the 3
because it
was
just
because they did not spend their time wisely. 30 minutes they had to write, and one of them wrote. The 8-year-old wrote like 1 sentence. I was like, He's like, I didn't know how to spell, like, and he said, like, a really simple word. I was like, okay, well, I wasn't correcting you on spelling. This was about writing, so I was a little bit annoyed. But the main thing was for them to get through it without fighting. Mm. So they did that. But then I had to do another, I did another challenge, which was a creative challenge. And they were like, I gave them some options, like, either make Legos, do a Lego project, or draw something. And they had 30 minutes, and I had to do it without fighting to get the fruit snack. And
that's
they did
so
it.
Cute.
So, yeah, it's just little, you got to take little wins, little victories, and take your step outside. Alexi, my husband, he's always telling me, like, Kaylee, sometimes you need to just get yourself outside the situation.
Yeah.
Because, like, I, like, will just, like, sit there and, like, poke them, and they'll poke me, and I'll poke each other, and then until we're just so, like,
until
we're just, like, in each other's faces, and then it's, like, this is terrible. I just want to, Like, yesterday, like, I was trying to lock them out of the kitchen, but we know there's only one door, like, on a sliding. Normally, it's, like, a walk-through.
Yeah.
But there's one little hiding secret sliding door, so I locked that one. Or not locked it, just shut it.
Yeah.
So they could, like, not, you know, get me, like, please leave me alone. And then they were, like, kept sneaking through and then, like, throwing little stuffed animals through the door, and I was, like, Like, I had to, like, that was an incident where they knew that they could, like, get to me, and they were trying to get to me, and I had to be, like, I should have just ignored them, because then they would have just stopped. But instead, I was, like, kept shutting the door, like, super hard, and I was, like, you guys honor my wishes. My favorite thing that I've ever done, though, and I actually didn't plan it ahead or even know it was going to come out, but I, like, I said it once, and then it actually made everybody laugh so hard. But one time, everyone was like, it was one of those things like in TV where you see where like everybody's arguing on every side of the table, and everyone's like, I said that you were, and it just was like chaotic. And I just like, I slammed my, like, I'm not gonna do it right now super hard because I don't wanna break anything, but I was like, I slammed my fist down and I said, order in the court!
That's, you did that?
And I just said it, it just came out. Like, I didn't plan, I didn't think about what I was gonna say, it just came out, and everybody just. Busted out laughing, and honestly, I think we all forgot like what we were like fighting about. So it was like, okay, that worked. We'll try to remember, but it didn't. Since that was so spontaneous, I've tried to do it again, and it's just like, I don't know if it'll ever be the same as it was that time. But just, you know, just gotta go with it and give yourself grace.
Yeah,
right, because it's not easy.
Oh,
and you don't crazy. Get paid. I wish somebody could pay me to be a mom.
Oh.
That would be nice, right? Aww. Give me a little bit of like, hey, you're a mom. You should just get like a little bit of money just for
Why
being a mom.
Why don't we have that? Just like, oh, because people
I mean, I guess they do have, it. Yeah, I mean, they do have assistance programs, but not, I mean, if you're middle class, it's real tough to get any help, you know?
I know.
Yeah.
I'm middle class.
Yeah.
I don't have any help.
Yeah.
I'm not even a mom.
Help!
I know.
Help! Hey, we all need help, though. Mom or not. What time is it? Oh, okay. Never mind that. She puts her clock like almost 15 minutes fast because so then when she's doing her sessions, then she can like have, she has this whole theory about why she does it, but it's kind of confusing to me, so I try not to look at it.
Oh, her mom?
Yeah.
In the therapy sessions?
Yeah, she purposely.
You probably have to leave when she's here. Yeah, because you guys.
She has set days, so she's just here Mondays and Wednesdays, certain hours. So everything else can be worked around that.
What a great spot for therapy.
Yeah.
Is that the laying couch?
Yeah.
Does anyone really ever lay down anymore?
I don't know. I just recently started going to therapy this year, and I've never laid down. I don't think there's a laying down option. I guess I am sitting on a couch. Now I'm thinking about it. No, it's a chair. I can't even remember now.
You do it in person, not like a...
It's in person, yeah.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
I didn't know they were doing... Like, I mean, I knew that, but...
COVID, I just started. I just started, so I'm sure, like, if you had, but she said that, yeah, they were doing in... like over the, you know, or whatever, virtual sessions. But I just started seeing her like this year. So I think that was after. But now she's not going to be there anymore. So if I want to get free therapy, because it's not free, but through my husband's insurance, she's at the Pipe Trade Center. That's where I go. So like anything that I can do at that place, I don't have to pay for if I go to the Pipe Trades.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah, so I was seeing a chiropractor like as many times as I wanted, and therapist. What else do they have? No, regular, you know,
Where does your husband work?
Yeah.
No, just
no, he works for Horowitz, but he's in the pipe. He's a in the union, so he's a union worker. So he has to pay a lot of dues. Like
pipe
but,
layer.
Yeah, he lays his pipe. Honestly, though, when one day when he was like, he actually brought one of his like I didn't. I guess you hear the word pipe fitter, and you're like, what is okay? But he actually like so. He like makes this. The yeah, but take a pipe. He actually can like will. He actually cuts it and makes puts the grooves in it like with a, there's like a thing he like takes it and he's like. And then puts what? The grooves in it. Yeah, like makes a, like, yeah, fit, and then fits them together. I was like, whoa.
Whoa.
He can, like, they, whoa. He can do a lot of things, though. But he was like, so, oh, that's I cool. should say he's a veteran, actually. It's Veterans Day today. So,
yeah, honor happy him. Veterans
yeah,
Day.
Happy Veterans Day. My grandpa was a veteran, too. He's,
yeah, my, I didn't tell my dad. Oh.
Well, it's not too late. It's still early.
Okay.
What would have been cool is if you called him or texted him at 11:11 on 11:11.
11:11.
You could do it tonight, 11, oh, yeah? 11 p.m. There is going to be something, you know, there will be that time.
And there it's it will gonna... be. That time will come.
Yeah. That's so anyway, funny. That's...
That's super funny.
Important.
Cool.
What is that now? I'm starting to think maybe this thing picks up spirits. They actually make those, you know that? Like little machines that they're, I don't know if they're real, but.
But what was that?
That was really weird. That wasn't you?
No.
What was that? That wasn't you either?
No. Brittany.
Okay, something is happening. There are spirits in here. Okay, hold on. We're not gonna, neither of us move or make any sound for a second. No, it's not gonna do it. I know that you heard that. It was like
the first one sounded like a video game, something blowing up, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the second one sounded very swooshy though, like a
completely different,
like a little spirit flying across the, flying across the mic. What was that? Spirit, are you there?
Girl, you got me all giggly. Girl. Oh my gosh. This is too much. Sorry. This I is know. Funny. So I know we didn't.
I have to do a lot of editing.
We didn't talk about. Did we talk about your favorite food, though? We said your favorite. Some. We talked about food, like favorite chocolate or whatever, but was it chocolate? Was your favorite?
Well, it's hard to have a. Like, I have types of food. Like, I would say, like, Indian food is, like, my favorite type of cuisine. Like, yes. If I had to pick, if somebody's like, if you can only eat one type of food for the rest of your life, I'd probably say Indian food. But as far as, like, essential just things having on hand, like grapefruit. I love, like, as far as like having like just like a, something, you know, something like that's juicy, it's delicious, it's got all the things, the color, the taste, the flavor, the everything. I love
Do you
grapefruit.
Put anything on grapefruit? No sugar?
Nope.
Yeah, I see this before. Yeah.
Yep. And then like
I don't
dark
get
chocolate
the grapefruit thing.
Yep. Love it. Love it.
You either love it or you hate it. Is that
yeah.
true? Love
I don't know. I guess I've never met a grapefruit hater, but...
I'm not a hater. I'm just a disliker. It's strong. Actually, yeah. I'm really a disliker.
How do you feel about cilantro? Because I like cilantro, but I think that's a hereditary thing. Yeah. Or like a genetic
thing. Yeah, but the cilantro thing, want to know... I think it's... I don't know. Because I went my whole life eating cilantro, loving it. But then one day, it tasted like soap. Just one day. Then I went back to regular cilantro.
I actually, you know what? That's funny that you say that because I can remember my first time trying it and thinking like, oh, this kind of tastes like dish soap. And what is this? But now I don't taste it like that. So I don't know if I believe that either.
I don't think it's, yeah, I don't think it's a gene. or whatever. Like,
yeah.
I feel like it's like, I mean, but if they can, if the scientists.
Did you get Hold on, you need to break it. This doesn't make. Ooh.
The pipe is real. Oh, man. Wow. We are having way too much fun.
Way too much.
Like, way too much. I love it.
Mm.
But cilantro, yeah. So I like. It's weird. It's weird. So you like chocolate?
Yeah.
Can we talk about what you hate?
Oh, wild chestnuts.
Like with a passion. Oh, like yeah. Don't even put them in the same room as her. Why is that?
Oh, it's the texture, I think. The way that it makes me feel. It makes me cringe thinking about it. It makes me feel like I'm eating like a piece of water, dirt water or something. dirt water.
Video of your face dirt. Right now.
It's like somebody took an apple and like made it taste like
dirt. I don't even know what apples taste like.
Made it taste like a dirt. Like, because it has like, because or maybe I'm not so even
allergic.
Apple.
I love apples. Oh, I'm really? Just saying, I eat so many apples, but I am allergic. I'll eat the, like if they're cooked and stuff.
Mm. Oh, I don't know you're allergic to apples.
Oh, wait, I don't want to say this either. I don't want people to know my weakness. Never tell people what you're allergic to. Here.
Could you eat that one?
Oh, my gosh, this is so cute. You have a little apple earring.
I know. Well, it's not an earring yet. It's going to be eventually. I should make it for...
I put it in my ear.
Would it be cute?
What do you mean it's going to be?
Well, because I was going to add like a... Oh, it is an earring already.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess I was going to make it into a different earring because that... This I couldn't sell as like my own creation because I did not make this.
Oh, you didn't make this?
Mm-mm.
These are just stuff that's...
So, yeah, because I repurposed so that I get them like, you know what I mean? So I was going to probably put like a... probably one of these gold, like, where did it go? I had these like gold circle things. Probably hang like I don't know.
I need to buy jewelry from you because I want to start wearing jewelry again.
Yeah.
I just don't like to wear jewelry because most of it's garbage at like stores and stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't know. If fake, what do you use? Do you repurpose earring bags?
I don't repurpose the wires. Oh. I don't repurpose the wires, but I don't, I don't use anything fancy right now, but I was thinking of what I would do is have like some sterling silver wire on hand, and if somebody has like a sensitivity, I could just charge a little extra. And I know how to make those wires. Like I know how to make ear wires.
Did you make this one?
No,
this isn't yours.
No.
Okay. Mm-mm. This is cool. It looks like somebody made this one.
Yeah.
The way it's shaped.
So yeah. So anyway, what I'm planning to do is then have the option for people that are sensitive, where I could just swap out the
that's cool.
ear wire for them.
Yeah. Ooh.
Oopsies.
This is a fun material.
Yeah, those I actually did make, and I'm repurposing my own jewelry. These are actually kind of like the ones I'm wearing today. Those are made from O-rings. O-rings, oh, yeah. And then those little...
caskets.
These are, yep. And then this little thing is something that you put on like a circuit board.
Oh, cool.
I don't know what it's called, but yeah.
Oh.
So like these, the ones that I'm wearing... These have a little LED thing. Oops, they got a little there. So there are two O-rings, and then that other thing in the middle is like a LED light that you actually are supposed to like plug into something.
A computer. It's like a circuit. Yeah.
But I made it into.
But they're pretty.
Yeah.
I would have never guessed by looking at it.
Yeah. So that's something I might get back into. Sorry, I went through making a whole bunch of these.
This is so cool.
I shopped at Axeman for a while and. Yeah, that's my thing, is I go through like phases of different things that I like to make. So then I'll be like, oh, like these. These are all unfinished. Romulan bought one of like my owls that I have, but these are unfinished. But these are like the starts of all these different like owls that I was planning to make.
Cool. Well,
I'm still going to make. Oh, this one is one of my faves. So yeah, I just need to like tweak them. But I made up that design, like how to put that together to make it.
Oh. What I mean, doing a little podcast with you.
I know, right? I'm like, oh, aren't those cool?
These are really cool earrings. Do you make these?
No, those. I don't know if I'm gonna redo those. I think those I'm just gonna keep as is because they're
one. I was like,
because they're real. Like, I don't know what that is, but it's like something special. Those are like Sphinx, right? Sphinx.
Oh my gosh, yes. I really want to like touch everything in your studio.
Well, yeah, we can have a day where you just come and hang out here and we can just like make stuff, or I can teach you how to make. Well, you probably already know how to make jewelry. Or,
no.
No? Okay.
No. Never made any jewelry.
Well, I can teach you how.
I would love to.
Like, you could be like, oh, I love these, except for I'm going to use these. But as a different example, you could be like, oh, can I make something out of these? And be like, totally. And then show you how to do it. And then we'll have one other day where we just do sounds too, I think. We can just maybe do that. Maybe we just record a bunch of sounds and then like figure out which ones we like, you know? And then maybe, yeah, There's so many things that I want to do, but yeah, one thing at a time, right?
One thing at a time.
Or two. Two things. Let's see. Shit. Ooh. I'll leave you with this. Oh. Okay, that's not, did not
that was kind of fun, though. It did sound really cool. That
did not go as planned. He's trying to...
How come you make him sound so much better?
I think it could just... I think I'm still my mic up a little bit louder, maybe. Maybe. I don't know. I swear we could spend all day.
Name that sound. What are we? Where are we right now?
You should see. I love our faces right now. Our bones
just
like.
I know. We love this. Our mouths are open. We're just staring. Like.
I love that we're so amazed by ourselves. That's my favorite part. And we're like, we're so cool. We are so cool. That sounded like
stop spanking
that me. Sounds like something it's not, but that doesn't, that sounds like the perfect ass slap, to be honest.
Yeah,
I mean, I wasn't gonna say, oh, that long, but
come here, Tuts.
Oh my goodness, let's try to at the same time. Whoa, that sounds like a little bit weird. Okay,
sounds like a toot. I know, it's one of those. Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, okay. Whew. All right, let's see if there's like one more little. He's clapping. The little wooden guy.
Oh, sir. Oopsies. Excuse me, sir. You forgot your giant briefcase.
Here, let's see if it...
We're like in our own world. We're not like, what is happening?
Wait. Oh, no. It's too big.
Oh, no. He's got to carry it this way. Here. Yep, that's what we're doing. This is what we're doing. Oh, he does. So this one... So your little... That's so cool.
Just hear those sleigh bells ringing, ring, ting, tingling, do. Come on, it's lovely weather, sleigh ride together with you. All right.
Do you do a lot of singing too? Are you a singer?
I call myself secret singer, I guess. No, I'm not a. I mean, I love singing. It's one of my favorite things to do. But yeah, I'm hoping to do more eventually someday.
You're just the full package.
I'm a wedding/funeral singer right now, so.
And an officiant.
Yeah, so
she could do a twofer.
I could baptize you too if you want.
Oh, wow. Could you baptize me?
I could, yeah. Like your bathtub or whatever. I'm officially, I didn't realize that until I reread my certificate. It's like I can perform baptisms and funerals.
Can you come baptize me, please, in my bathtub? I'll give you...
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll,
yeah.
Yeah.
We got to make it ceremonial. Yeah. You could trade me for some other services. Okay. We got to go, though. I just realized. Okay,
the
shoot.
The boys are waiting. All right.
Shoot, those little stinker cuties.
Okay. Thank you, right. Haley. Okay. It's been real. Ready?
Love you. Bye.
Now do an outro.
Oh. Hey, see you later. Next time on...
That's a wrap. That is a wrap.
Oh my God.